Hello and welcome to this audiobook presentation of Reclaiming Your Youth, an introductory guide to fitness for seniors and baby boomers. Copyright and disclaimer information is available in the ebook version of this information for your review. Our content is laid out as follows. We'll start with an introduction, then seven chapters, followed by a conclusion. So with that, let's jump right into the introduction of Reclaiming Your Youth. Introduction. We're living in a world where everyone wants everything immediately. We have fast food restaurants on every corner, the ability to shop on our phones, live streaming sports events, and nearly everything we need at our fingertips. Throw into the mix the plethora of junk food that is available for us to purchase and consume, and it's really no wonder that worldwide we continue to get more and more overweight and obese. Because everything is so convenient, the output required to get things we want is minimal, if not zero. Instead of walking to the store or spending a few hours trotting around a mall doing some shopping, we order our groceries online and buy new clothes and furniture at the click of a button. Instead of putting in time and energy prepping for and cooking a family dinner, we call up the pizza guy or swing by a McDonald's and pick up a cheap meal for the family. All this convenience may seem nice, but combine that with all the junk we consume, and it's no wonder the current health status of our world is subpar. The health risks of being overweight and obese are frightening. The heavier you are, the higher your chance of getting type 2 diabetes, having heart disease and high blood pressure, and cancers such as colon, kidney, and breast. Obesity is not just prevalent among adults either. It is slowly creeping up in children as well. Overweight children are more prone to becoming and remaining overweight adults. According to the World Health Organization, 2.8 million people die each year due to repercussions of being overweight or obese. While overweight and obese individuals were mostly seen in countries with high incomes, we are now seeing this health epidemic in the low and middle-income countries as well. Although pharmaceutical companies are all racing to create the latest and greatest obesity drug, it's no secret that diet and exercise are vital in helping control this growing epidemic. As human nature tends to sway, however, most people would rather take a pill than put in the work to improve their health. It is important to take responsibility for your own health and well-being. By being informed and taking an active role in your health, you can help decrease your chance of becoming another statistic.